Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
The Wise Woman Loves Her Children by Oluse Ashiru. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, NLT. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. When I think of how much I love my children and how much love I feel for them, it fills me with wonder. And I often do a quick scan of my heart. Anytime I tell my children I love them, I ask, "Do you really?" That may sound like an odd thing to think about, but I do it anyway. Why? I realize how perfunctory loving our children may seem to us, that we don't often take time to think through the implications and consequences of loving them. When we take God's idea of love into consideration, then we can weigh our love as a feeling and as a commitment, as opposed to reducing it to only affection and words. The Bible describes how our love should look like in 1 Corinthians 13, and I want to particularly draw attention to verses 3 to 7 that says, "If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance." 1 Corinthians 13, 3-7, NLT. I have often thought of the poor as those who are in economic hardship or economic lack. But as I thought of verse 3 in this 1 Corinthians we read, in light of my children, I realized that the poor is anyone who is lacking something. My children can be poor in wisdom, judgment, and understanding when they are still too young to make any good decisions. So even if I make sacrifices for my children, which the average mom does every single day, right? If I don't do it from a place of love, it is in vain. If I'm not patient, always demanding that my children act exactly the way I want all the time, I am not really displaying love. What mother doesn't get irritable? If I'm constantly tired and irritable because of the responsibilities of motherhood, I'm not being loving. If I fail to pray for my child who is not walking the right path because I have given up hope, then I'm definitely not acting in love. God's word is clear about the metrics of love displayed, and this extends to our families too, and in particular, our children. And of course, this is not to judge or bring condemnation to you, dear sister. In fact, I haven't always thought of loving my children in this way. But as the Holy Spirit reveals more to me about areas where I need to love my children, I ask for His help and I submit His wisdom as I make these changes. What changes will you need to make to ensure you show love to your child as God desires it? Affection and sacrifices are a beautiful part of loving our children. But commitment to God's definition of love is even more important in dealing with and interacting with our children. So every time we think of loving on our children, we definitely need to remember that beyond words, hugs, and kisses, the true test of our love is in our attitude and our commitment to that affection that we feel for our children. Let us pray. Lord, I'm thankful for the gift of the children you have given to me to nurture, care for, and raise in love. I confess that often I don't like my children so much and I may get irritable, tired, and cranky when I relate with them. And so I ask for your help, Holy Spirit, that you will show me areas of my heart where I need to make adjustments about my attitude and commitment to loving my children. May I display love to my children in words, deeds, and in commitment, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey friends, have you heard about our Mothering Kit subscription that's launching on March 20th? Well, if you haven't, we are so excited to introduce it to you today. We want you to head over to myhelpclubformoms.com and sign up to be on our waiting list. And P.S., when you do, you get a free gift. So make sure you head over today and do that. But let us tell you a little bit about it. Our mothering kit is like a one-stop shop for moms. So imagine not having to scroll Pinterest, read book after book, and just scroll those social media accounts trying to find some help that you desperately need, but instead having it sent straight to your inbox each month. Our mothering kit is going to have help for you in so many areas, but here are just a few. It's going to help your heart as a mom. We actually have wise mothers who have gone before you, walked your path, seasoned moms who are going to give you teaching videos to train and disciple you and mentor you into the mom that you want to be. And then we have monthly discipleship tools and teaching tools for you as a mom to disciple your kids to know Jesus more, to love him more, to know his ways. We have activities, we have printables, we have family devotionals, and more. And it will be sent straight to your inbox every month. Then we have help for you as a wife. We know that moms want to grow in their faith, grow in their marriage, and all together become closer as a couple. And so we have tools and content for you each month to help you do that. And lastly, we have help for you in your home to create the Christ-centered home that you want, to have your home feel more like a haven and not a place of chaos, and to do it all with Jesus helping you. And there's more. So if you go to myhelpclubformoms.com today, you can learn more about it and join our waiting list. We absolutely cannot wait to link arms with you in this way and to walk your motherhood journey with you. And we're so happy that we get to help moms and do it with the help of Jesus. Have a great day.